talking with Roger Johnson from NFU. Roger, a couple things that you were talking about with AFR members today. Give me your overview. Now, you probably had a chance now to look a little bit at what the CR actually came up with, what the House came up with, about $60, $61 billion worth of cuts is what they're saying. Your impressions on that?
Well, we anticipated that would be the case. We issued a statement yesterday and I think another one earlier opposing, encouraging members of Congress to oppose the cuts the way they were allocated because they were just so much deeper in agriculture than they were across all the rest of government. And we've said from the beginning, and I think pretty much all of the agricultural organizations have said from the beginning, we understand the importance of balancing budgets, but we also think that there is something to be said about being fair in the cuts that are to be made. And, you know, when you have cuts that are 2 to 3 times deeper in agriculture than they are across the rest of government, it just doesn't strike us as being fair or reasonable. And so that's why we were opposed to this. You know, it is now going to move into the Senate. It'll be a week before they begin because of the recess, and we'll see where it goes from there. But certainly it will be a whole different approach, I would expect, that the Senate will take to determining what the budget should look like for the balance of this year.
You indicated to AFR that you saw little chance for the Senate to go along with the House.
Well, yeah, I think the depth of the cuts is something that there are a lot of economists that are very concerned about the level of budget cuts that are being talked about and what that may do to this very fragile economic recovery. We are trying to emerge from the deepest recession since the Great Depression. We have extraordinarily deep unemployment numbers that we're still wrestling with in this economy. We have a very fragile economy that we're trying to deal with in this country. We have a lot of unrest around the world. It's very important to be very careful about the kinds of cuts that are made and the depth of cuts that are made. And we would also argue that one needs to be very careful about making sure that where cuts are made, that they are made strategically and that they don't hurt us in the long term. And we're very concerned that some of these cuts are going to be very deleterious to our country's long-term economic health. I suspect the Senate is going to, you know, there are lots of places where the Senate is going to look at it very similarly because there's just such a widespread view held by most economists in this country on this very point.
The ethanol amendments, say, basically delaying implementation for E15, especially blender pumps.
All of that. I mean, that is those are the kinds of long-term policy things that, man, we have worked so hard in this country to try and reduce our enormous dependence on foreign energy sources. We need to continue that focus. It's good for agriculture. It's good for our economy. It's good for our nation's natural defense. And frankly, this is something that we as a people have got to become more concerned with. What are we going to do about our enormous dependence on foreign energy sources in the most unstable places of the world? And we're witnessing historic changes in these very dangerous parts of the world right now. We need to take a longer-term view and a very strategic view about where we make these kinds of decisions.